Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Today is one of those days, more and more days, unfortunately, are like this, where there's so much to cover, I don't even know where to start. But with us for the next hour plus is Mike Rivero, the new and improved WhatReallyHappened.com commandant. I mean, he's always been the guy that runs it and started it. My point is the site itself's been redone very nice. We're going to have him with us here in just a few minutes to talk about a host of issues, Russia, the economy, the demonstrations, the anarchists, Michelle Malkin. Michelle Malkin's people have found a list of my affiliates and are calling up trying to get stations to dump the show saying I said murder her. Doesn't matter if the Dallas Morning News is retracted. They just don't stop. Mark Davis is still on the radio on WBAP. He fills in for Rush Limbaugh, saying, I said killer, just making me suing. These guys get a view of invincibility. See, I have the opposite view. I know how weak I am and how human and mortal I am. And I'm looking at myself in a camera shot right now. We go live later on PrisonPlanet.tv, and I just look like hell. I know this body will fail. I wonder how some people get more power and they become more humble. And then other people get a little bit of power and just become power mad. Before we go to Mike Rivero, I want all of you to visit PrisonPlanet.tv because now you can watch Fabled Enemies that Mike Rivero is in. By the way, one of our experts on the government anthrax attacks, on the Israeli connection to 9/11. Continuity of government, COG, implemented, put into place that day. Who carried out the attacks, how they carried it out. And it's in super high quality. I mean, if you're going to watch a film online, you might as well watch it in super high quality. It's almost DVD quality. We also have a DivX version. You can, very small file, but high quality. You can burn to normal disc, normal CDs, and play on most DVD players. And that's the whole point. We're going to put up the interview we did with the founder of Rage Against the Machine tonight for PrisonPlanet.tv members, where he talks about government-sponsored terrorism. And instead of watching it, you know, cruddy on some other website, you know, see it there in high quality, 15 cents a day. And it supports us and makes this show possible. And we're going to post the Dr. Corsi interview. We're going to post the Ralph Nader interview. And we're going to post, I might even post a little bit of stuff we did with Sean Penn and the Brolin actor, one of my favorites, playing the part of W. There's so many interviews here. I've got them all putting that up first for PrisonPlanet.tv members instead of making a mini-documentary showing what Michelle Malkin did from start to finish and how they tried to shut us up. Really, I should suspend them putting up all those other videos and have them do that first because I'm still having to explain to people that this was a setup, and I'll do that later. It's just, is there nothing we can't be made to believe? No level of bull. But in closing, before we come back in the next segment, bring up Michael Rivera. Fabled Enemies is out on DVD right now. You can order it at Infowars.com. Everybody that pre-ordered your DVDs are shipping out today. It's a two-hour film, or just shy of it, with an hour and a half of extras, all on one DVD. Really, it's two films in one, 1995, and it's important to have hard copies of these. It's important to make copies of the hard copies for educational, nonprofit, educational purposes. But you can also, again, download it. There's like, I don't know, eight different formats or something, from super high quality to medium quality, different formats. What is it, like four different formats and two different versions of the four formats? So I guess eight different ways to get it. PrisonPlanet.tv, Fabled Enemies is out right now. You can also get Fabled Enemies with Truth Rising. Get Truth Rising for only $9.95 or Loose Change Final Cut for $9.95 at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. This film will not be seen, will not be big, unless you get it and get it out to folks. And I'm counting on you. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I'm not going to belabor it anymore. Just bottom line, Fabled Enemies, the new film, is available at PrisonPlanet.tv and also at Infowars.com if you want a hard copy of the film. And the DVDs just came in. We'll be shipping them out to everybody, including Mike Rivero, who is on the line right now, fellow Genesis talk show host, an investigative journalist, also a animation expert for some of the biggest movies and TV shows out there. We're always honored to have him here with us, one of the listeners' favorite guests. Mike, so much is going on. Let me just ask you on air, what do you want to get into right now? The latest Russian developments, the latest economic developments, it's all intertwined. The new VP pick that we've got here, which I have to say actually has some good stuff in her pedigree. Independence Party in Alaska. AIPAC doesn't like her. That's a big plus, but it doesn't matter. We know McCain's pure evil, so he's just picking her for a fresh face. We've also got the police going hog wild in Minneapolis, St. Paul, but not in Denver. That's kind of the field out there. The latest anthrax info, which you're really on top of, the only time in 200-plus years the sun has been spotless. Now the environmentalists are saying we need a global tax to stop freezing, knowing the idiot public doesn't remember last week when they said it was heating. I mean, that's kind of the field. What do you want to cover first, Mike?
Well, there is so much going on there, and perhaps we should start with the last one first, because that's a fairly short issue. Yeah, it's basically the classic government pattern of creating a problem and then selling you the solution to it. Whether it's global warming, we'll sell you a solution to that. Global cooling, we'll sell you a solution to that. The sky is falling, we'll sell you a solution to that. The sun doesn't have any spots, we'll sell you a solution to that. And it just goes on and on and on, because government really has run out of useful things they can sell to the taxpayers. So now it survives by creating problems that we have to deal with. One recent example, of course, is the no-fly list, which we know has 99.99999%, you know, false positive names on there. Very few real terrorists on the name, on the list, but once you're on there, it makes it very difficult to travel. The courts have now ruled you can have your name removed from that list, but you must hire a lawyer to do it. And so this whole no-fly list thing that was supposed to be saving us from terrorists has turned into a jobs program for lawyers.
And they're saying, but if you do Trusted Traveler and go through our system, we will certify you, and so you waive your rights to something even more intrusive. So basically now you need a background check and be government certified to be able to travel. And I saw Governor Ridge, when he was head of Homeland Security, say on C-SPAN, then it's going to be government certified to have a job. So it's going to be a new class certification that doesn't even have criminal material in it. It's just, can you get a certification from the government?
Yeah, it really is that, and it's very dangerous, and it's tied in with this national ID, and they're trying to sell it as the cure for illegal aliens. But the bottom line is, as we have learned with the military records that follow our soldiers after they sever from military service, there are codes in there about personal behavior that have a direct impact on whether or not you are able to get a job in the future. And I don't know about you, I don't want the government basically keeping a permanent record on things I did as a teenager that are going to affect whether or not I can get a job here now that I'm 50.
Well, I've had a lot of these cronies who have blogs and websites who are former government staffers or military people, and they point blank, I've been at events, they've said, yeah, Jones, I know the system's evil, and that's why I serve it, and you're going to end up going to a camp, you un-American bastard. So it's like doublethink. They admit it's evil and tyrannical, but laugh and say, I'm part of it. I'm part of the structure, and you're an American. I mean, these are really, because they know they're being tracked and traced, and they love it being on their record that they're an evil piece of crap.
Well, you know, it's basically, I'm on the winning team, and that's all that really matters. And unfortunately, of course, that's how Hitler suckered in a lot of Germany's infrastructure to support him. You know, we're not doing things that are necessarily ethically or morally right, but we're going to be the winning team, and we've got the cool uniforms and badges and stuff, so sign up with us and you'll look really cool to your neighbors, which worked for a while, but of course it never lasts for very, very long. Now getting on to Sarah Palin, this is turning into a major embarrassment for the McCain campaign. Because, you know, my understanding is that McCain was still pushing for Joe Lieberman up to just about a week ago, and the GOP leadership said, we're not going to go with Joe Lieberman. The Israeli aspect of it and the fact that he switched parties are both negatives that are going to really work.
And by the way, that's not your opinion. The Jerusalem Post, Ynet News, they're basically now saying that John McCain's an anti-Semite because he didn't let Israel basically be the vice president.
Yeah, that's basically it. So now, McCain seems to have picked Sarah Palin in a moment of pique, his famous anger coming back and saying, well, if I can't have Joe, I'm going to go with the hot babe up in Alaska. And he justified it saying, we're going to get all those disaffected Hillary voters who thought Hillary should be the VP. Well, now we've got a woman VP and they'll come over to us. Unfortunately, he could not have picked a more self-destructive choice to try and woo the disaffected Hillary voters than an ex-beauty queen, you know, who basically, she's got so much baggage she's carrying in. There's Troopergate, which is the really big scandal because it proves that she is willing to use her political power for personal petty vindictiveness. And, you know, that's okay for small-town politics. But we cannot afford to have that on the national stage.
But that fits right in with McCain's MO.
Yeah, it may, but, you know, the voters are not going to go for that because we've seen 8 years of Bush and Cheney using their political power. I mean, we saw the last vice president shoot a guy with a shotgun and then force the shooting victim to apologize on TV. We don't need another vice president with that kind of godlike delusions of power.
Yeah.
And really, for this woman to come onto the ticket, I think McCain really cratered himself with women voters, and he really cratered himself, you know, with this this situation with Trooper Gate.
Have you seen them try to spin
her honesty?
Hey, Mike, have you seen them try to spin that she's really a general? Have you seen that new headline? They're going, well, she's really a general because she commanded the National Guard, and she's been to Iraq. Have you seen that? Well, they're calling her
now? Oh, yeah, and they're trying so hard to puff her up because there's so much negative stuff coming up about her. This latest spin on the baby issue, that her daughter is pregnant now instead of having been pregnant last year, you know, is obviously an attempt to obfuscate a question, an issue that raises a lot of questions. And my perspective is, you know, I agree with Obama. We don't go after the children, but this issue of the pregnancy calls into question Sarah Palin's character. And together with Troopergate, you know, we have to ask some very difficult questions about this new candidate. And remember, in this post-Iraq war, when we the people know the government lies to us all the time, the burden of proof is on anybody seeking office to prove they are honest and trustworthy, and Sarah Palin fails to come up to that measure.
But compared to Joe Biden corruption, I'm not weighing in for either one of them, but while we're analyzing these puppets, I mean, sure, she's got some skeletons in the old closet, but Joe Biden is the king daddy of corruption and backroom, smoky room deals, and you've got all these communist sympathizers and land scams and weathermen running around in the background of Obama's past, and then you've got McCain, the Keating Five, and the mob boss wife, and I mean, they're just all a bunch of crooks, and so her...
They really are. There is nobody in the race that is really an honorable person. But, you know, it's once again, we're faced with having to pick the lesser of two evils, and it's a darn stupid way to run a country, if you ask me.
Well, what about some of the positives that she was part of the Independence Party to, you know, get out of the United States and set up their own country up there? I like that. And I like that party itself. They're anti-New World Order folks. She's been pro-Buchanan in the past, showing that she's not pro-war. I know currently she is.
Right there is the issue. She flips and flops a lot, and we're seeing a lot of indications that she will get involved in movements and issues basically to suit her own political expediency at the time, and it's not a matter of deep commitment. The Bridge to Nowhere project, she was on both sides of that.
No, she was for it at first and then against it.
And then against it, and there have been a lot of issues like that. She's a politician. She sees which way the majority of people are going. That's what she's going to do. And, you know, this is a person who is operating on a basis of political expediency rather than showing any kind of true leadership. And now we have this issue where people are now realizing that in her governor's office, she had a flag of Israel. And so these ideas that she was not a friend of Israel and that she was the alternative to Joe Lieberman for that very reason, that's gone out the window.
Oh, you think that's some type of elaborate disinfo because the military and the American people are worried about too big of an Israeli influence, kind of like the Red Menace, now the Israeli Menace. You're saying that whole thing with attacks in Jerusalem Post and Haaretz and Ynet may just be me thinks you protest too much or...
Yeah, I think it may well be. The bottom line is that Israel and AIPAC like to have candidates on all sides of the contest, so it doesn't matter who the voters vote for, Israel will still win. And I think one of the reasons they're afraid of Obama is that even though as he moves center, he makes all the correct political statements about support for Israel and reigning in Iran and everything, but I think careful analysis has concluded that whereas both candidates are saying the same thing, McCain would actually be enthusiastic about it and Obama considerably less so.
Okay.
And it's a very...
Okay, because that's what I'm hearing from Paul Craig Roberts and Richard C. Cook and yourself. And so many others that I really respect are saying Obama is better. I just can't make myself wade in again and pull a lever for two parties I know are bought and paid for and all part of a one-party dictatorship. When we come back, Mike, A, am I right in saying, you're saying lesser of two weevils, Barack Obama, Joe Biden? And if I am correct in that that's what you're saying, tell me why. You're saying looking at the subtleties. tell us those subtleties on the other side. He's a great political mind. He's my mother's favorite person we have on air. She listens in Austin. Mommy. My wife likes listening to him, too. So that's how we got him here. Mike Rivero, stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, listen to the engine of morning and his one old song.
We are examining the produce here, looking at Joe Biden compared to John McCain's little sweetheart. Mike Rivero, are you saying that you think the Obama ticket is better than the McCain ticket?
Marginally, I believe that it is. Now, I understand your concerns about Biden, and I share them. But Obama is a young man, and absent an act of violence, Biden is not going to get into that Oval Office. With the McCain ticket, with his health situations, I mean, we have to judge Sarah Palin not just as a potential vice president, but as a potential president as well. And that is where the hair really goes up on the back of my neck. Now, before we went to the break, you were talking about how members of your family like to listen to Barack Obama. And in this, he does.
No, I was saying listen to you.
Oh, me. Well, I'm not.
Yeah, I was saying we've got Mike Rivero here because my whole family says we love it when you have Mike Rivero on. My uncle says it, my wife, my mom. I'm saying my family, because it's about all I hang out with is my family. I'm just saying they all like you, Mike, but go ahead.
Okay, good. Well, tell them all the checks are in the mail. So anyway, getting back to Barack Obama, one thing that he has that I see as a plus. Right now, as you are well aware, our nation is in such serious trouble. It is just amazing. And I think McCain being Bush-like, people are seeing him as, you know, more of the same, and it's very discouraging. If McCain wins, we really cannot expect to see much in the way of change. And with Barack Obama, the one thing that he does when he speaks, he has the ability to make people feel that change is possible. And right now, that is something that has to happen.
So you're saying things are so bad, you want a puppet that people can actually believe in because we have nothing left. I mean, that is really
what I'm saying is we're not going to get any change at all unless the American people feel it's possible, and from there are willing to move to make it happen. I think if McCain gets in, we're going to see this nation just drift into this incredible torpor, where everybody's going to think things are so screwed up and there's no chance of making it any better, that we're going to see ourselves become like the Soviet Union was just before its collapse.
Yeah, but I think
everybody's
that's good.
Drunk and
Mike,
nobody's trying.
Mike, I'm not weighing on either side because I can't morally make a decision here. But I understand the perspective you've got. But what if it's evil leadership and because it visibly looks like change, they'll be able to fool people into greater levels of tyranny. And every indicator is the baton is going to be passed flawlessly from the shadow government of George W. Bush to the camp that controls Obama. And so I really don't see any difference there. And I say worse is better. You're always saying that. Make a dictator act like a dictator. Why not go ahead and totally discredit the government? I mean, don't we want this to be brought down, not continue?
Well, no, I agree with you, but it's a question of timing. And I mean, looking at November, okay, absent a violent revolution, we're going to be choosing between McCain and Obama. And I will agree that the difference between them seems less and less as time goes on.
So you're saying this is an academic analysis?
Well, it's more of an academic analysis because I don't think the American people are ready for a violent revolution. And I'm not going to cheer one on just yet. So if we set that aside, if we set the possibility of violent change aside, and yeah, I know the Ron Paul people are going to hate me for this, and I wish he had a chance at the White House, but practically he does not. So we have to decide if we're going to go with Barack Obama or with John McCain. Now, if you want to go with John McCain because you think it'll bring down about the demise of our current government that much faster, I understand that point, and there is merit in there. But I'm also looking at the point of view of your ordinary average working-class American who's trying to find a way out of this mess that we're in without, you know, being willing to take up arms at this point. And I think if you're in that kind of a context, you know, Obama, again, it's a marginal thing. It is only a small, you know, marginal difference.
No, I see what you're saying. I mean, the whole system is in danger of completely collapsing. So we don't love the building we're in, but we don't want it to fall on top of us. So you're saying you think Barack Obama might buy us some time before the whole structure collapses.
I think Obama can pull us back a little bit from the edge of the cliff. And McCain, I think, is going to drive us right over.
Okay, well, we'll flesh that out with any other comments you've got on that subject. Then the Russian developments, some good stuff and some bad stuff, dealing with escalation has happened. The economy, anthrax, Michelle Malkin, I want to talk a little bit about that. I haven't talked about that since I got back. Mike Rivero is our guest. Your call's coming up as well at 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAY Smile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
This is the air, beautiful prayer. This is the air, my own.
You know, it's been
friend,
more than 10 days since I've sat in this studio.
Of all love, the air.
I feel like I'm just now learning how to ride a bicycle again.
I'll never look into your eyes again.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. The new film Fabled Enemies did drop yesterday. Actually, Sunday night on DVD. You can order it at Infowars.com. Mike Rivero is in it, gets into who carried out the attacks, how they carried out the attacks, covers a lot of information that is a bit more complex than just the controlled demolition or things like that that other films have covered, available at Infowars.com or watch it in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, the reason to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member is just the activism alone. All 19 of the films I've made, including Truth Rising, and then the one I just produced, the 20th film, which is Fabled Enemies that Jason Burmes directed, he made with Aaron and Rob here at my office. It's all available in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv, and you can burn it to disk, share it with friends and family and neighbors. And if you're going to spend 2 hours of your time, might as well watch it in high quality rather than waiting and seeing some cruddy copy online. Or get the best quality, the DVD, at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I should have asked Mike this during the break, but I'll ask him on air. Mike, I know you got a busy schedule today, but you want to stay 20, 30 minutes in the next hour so we have time to take calls then?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. All right, there's a lot more to cover. Let's get into Russia right now. Or do you want to first talk about the protests, since that, in a way, is connected kind of as an addendum to our discussion of Barack Obama and John McCain and those two camps? Yeah, let's go ahead and get into the demonstrations and the police response from Denver versus what happened or and is happening in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Then we'll get into Russia and then the economy.
Well, my observation about the protests in the two cities, I am of the opinion that what you experienced in Denver, and we all know it was a setup, it was a staged provocation to try and kick up a fuss. I am of the opinion that the Recreate 68 and other groups like them were trying to get a violent reaction going to the Democratic convention, basically to set the stage for what is happening at the GOP convention now, so that when we see these police state tactics going on in Minneapolis, they can say, well, look, we had to do the same thing down in Denver with the Democrats. That failed to materialize. All these groups that were trying to get violent protesters going against the Democratic convention, they failed to get any traction. And as a result, I mean, when we saw the wide views of the so-called protesters in front of the Democratic convention, it was really not a very, very large crowd at all. And there were very few incidents down there. And as you yourself experienced, the incidents were being manufactured. They were trying to provoke a confrontation, to make an issue that they could basically take to the media and say, oh, look at the Democratic protesters, blah, 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 so that when we get into this week, they can say, well, the Republican protesters, it's just more of the same. Instead, of course, we have, you know, some very well-organized and very sincere protests against the GOP party. Mostly it's against the war is what it's really about. It's not really all that partisan, but it's against the war, and it's against the people that are seen as supporting the war and urging for more war. And already we're seeing all these police tactics. People are getting arrested. Amy Goodman got harassed.
And it's the same story. It's the same story. We have the anarchists breaking off to go in their own direction, and it sounds legitimate. Hey, you shouldn't have to stay in these cages. And then the police attack them and then attack AP reporters, Amy Goodman, Democracy Now, go out of their way. They go out of their way to go after mainline groups. I mean, do you think the police are part of this, or are they being played?
Oh, it's a combination of the two, because remember, the FBI not only has informants inside college campuses and protest groups, they have informants inside police departments and TV shows and, you know, large companies. You know, the network is all pervasive. And yes, there will be people, I'm back in Los Angeles, I knew some people who were police officers who had links, you know, to the CIA. And they would be in there urging the police departments to basically go in the direction the CIA wanted. And the people who were not part of the intelligence network didn't understand why they were going a particular direction, but orders are orders are orders. So yes, the police are being put into play for political purposes. And a clear indicator of that is this so-called probable cause hold, which is a way to be able to grab people and lock them up for 36 hours without actually charging them with anything. And basically gets them away from whatever, wherever the news cameras are.
Yeah, that's
are.
A violation. That's kidnapping. That's false imprisonment, but they've now given it a nice little term.
Yeah, they have, and they've made it legal to do. And it's all part of this whole Patriot Act situation where the government can now grab you and lock you up without a trial and basically throw away the key. And if that is not an indicator that we are in a dictatorship now, I don't know what is.
And by the way, in 36 hours, they can extract whatever type of confession they want.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think they're waterboarding anybody up there at Minneapolis, but in a hypothetical.
It sets the precedent.
It sets the precedent, and there are all kinds of coercive tactics. You know, they could tase you a couple of times, and after that, you know, you're going to get nervous just looking at a battery.
Well, what they did in Denver, and this has been confirmed out of that little secret prison that we went out and covered, is they would tell them, you're being charged with felonies unless you plead guilty and bond out yourself. And so they were playing that trick on them. So that's a form of psychological warfare.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Plus, what it does is it plants a police record on these people who haven't actually done anything wrong by tricking them into pleading guilty. I mean, the FBI is known for all kinds of coercive tactics where they'll put you in a room full of photos of bloody bodies and said, your associates are doing this and you've got to testify against them. And we saw all kinds of stuff like that down at the Oklahoma City bombing where they were basically just, you know, locking Tim McVeigh's family in these rooms with all these pictures of the bloody bodies and saying, you know, Tim did it, Tim did it, Tim did it. You know, you've got to go out there and tell the media that you're really sorry your brother did this, and just all kinds of tactics like that.
Amazing. Or the FBI asking the Davidians if they had fire extinguishers and say, well, get ready for a fire. Just openly letting them know they were going to murder them. It really takes a cold heart to kill those children, but I guess being the winner is all that matters. Being on the winning team.
Yeah, I would say absolutely. And asking the Branch Davidians if they had fire extinguishers was a good way to get the word fire on the bug tapes by the Branch Davidians for later on editing.
Because then they'd say, well, no, there's not going to be a fire. Why are you saying that? And then you hear them splice the same, and then they've done the audio test, folks. That's right. They then can take that and splice it in. Very, very nice. I wonder how those guys enjoy murdering little children. I guess it's all part of being tough.
Well, you know, there was this interesting video that came out of one of the Waco documentaries where the guys in the he just had a real good time toasting those people. There are, you know, there are a certain mindset of people who can do that kind of thing easily, and governments are always going to find and recruit them to do their dirty work. And unfortunately, they're not somebody I'd want to ever have in my house. But they do exist in our society. The government gets them and encourages them and says, yes, there's the good guys and there's the bad guys, and the bad guys can look like children, but they're still bad guys, and you go kill them and God will love you, and the president will pin medals on you.
And a lot of these psychos actually believe they're good guys. I mean, they get off
they
on
actually, they don't see themselves as villains. They're fighting in a noble cause, or even worse, and we've got this thing that George Bush started, God told me to go invade Iraq. And they're trying really hard to say this is all God's will, that we're doing all this stuff. I just put up a story on my website about 10 minutes ago where Sarah Palin, in talking to the church where she attended church, called Iraq God's will and said it's a messianic mission that we go over and we carry out God's will in Iraq. And, you know, this is dangerous when you have these people, you know, with their fingers on the weapons and the nuclear bombs, and they honestly believe that if they can kick off World War III, God's going to come down and invite them up to the big house after it's all over.
Yeah, or Hail Bob Comet.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, it's basically the same thing, and I'm sick of it. Of course, these cold-blooded politicians, like Palin and McCain and all of them, or the Democrats doing those weird prayers. There. I mean, they are cold-bloodedly manipulating Christians. That is all
they're
doing.
They absolutely are.
Is they are using it. It is cynical. And I would try to tell Republicans that, and they'd say, no, George Bush is of the Lord. And I'm like, no, he's got gay porn stars in there every night. And then finally they see Democrats do it, and they go, oh, that's fake.
Yeah, it's all about beliefs. Unfortunately, the average voter is still voting based on their beliefs and their shared cultural myths. And they don't want to look at the facts because the facts are very, very unpleasant.
All right, I want to get to the economy, get your take on that, and what's happening with Russia. Really serious news there, but let's just get this out of the way now. And that is Michelle Malkin. Folks,
obviously she's attempting to puff herself up at your expense. She knows you've got a huge audience and readership out there. And so she's probably relying on anybody who's going to Google Alex Jones is going to wind up seeing all these articles about Michelle Malkin was attacked by Alex Jones. And I think it's an indicator not only of a desire to try and reverse the trend of audience drift away from the corporate media to the alternative media and the blogosphere, but it's just outright demonization because they realize the American people know they've been lied to. The American people are turning away from the liars. They're going where they think they can find the truth. And that is obviously, you know, your radio show, my radio show, our various respective websites. And, you know, the numbers are inarguable. We are winning the war for the minds of Americans. and the corporate traditional media, they've hit the panic stage.
Well, that's the point I was going to make, is that here is this woman that says, put every Muslim in America in a camp, put anybody that disagrees with the government in a camp. She makes jokes about Abu Ghraib on television, writes about it, says I'm a liar. And she cold-bloodedly did that. Even after the mainstream news admitted that the Marines did kill the puppy off the cliff, throwing off the cliff, she chose, because she thought I was a kook, to attach that to the story and said I was a liar and made it up. Then she didn't retract after the Marines admitted it. Then she did all these other things, and I nicely walked over to her and said, why are you saying put all Americans in camps? And then her guy came up and started bumping into me, so I pushed him back. The point here is, first they said that I said killer. Then we learned I didn't say killer and that people allied with her said killer. But the neocons don't care. They still run with the headlines. Alex Jones said kill Michelle Malkin. Alex Jones punched Michelle Malkin in the face. Alex Jones spit on Michelle Malkin. And, of course, it only further discredits them. And then now Mark Davis has had to retract it. They pulled it in the Dallas Morning News, but he's still on WBAP, gets up there and slanders me. And they're so accustomed to lying that they just think they can get away with it. But, I mean, think about it. She writes a book saying put innocents in camps, and then it's wrong for me, when her people have their hands on me, to yell at her. See, it's okay to say put people in camps and be for torture. Oh, that's nice and loving and sweet and good and mom and apple pie. But don't you yell at somebody. Don't you? I mean, how timid have we gotten when the founding fathers, and I'm not calling for this, by the way, in the committees of correspondence, in the Sons of Liberty for 15 years before 1775, burned down police stations, hung people, tarred and feathered them. Your skin burn off, folks. Burn people's skin off. Killed them. You know, the founder, oh, that's George Washington. But see, he's good, but Alex raising his voice at her is wrong, Mike.
Well, it's basically a double standard, and, the opposition is not thinking in terms of fairness and justice or even the Constitution. It is, we must win at all costs, and it's that kind of blind fanaticism, and unfortunately, as a society edges closer towards collapse, and I will agree with you, we're on that path, it's just a question of when, but you're going to see fanaticism start to rear its ugly head, and the reason is, the people who sign up with a particular point of view, once you go past a certain degree of abuse, once you support torture, once you think it's okay to waterboard people or throw people in jail just because they're Muslims, once you go past that point and you can't look at yourself for what you have supported, that's when you become just absolutely blind loyalty to the leader, because the leader must be right. Because if the leader is ever shown as wrong, then the follower is also shown to be wrong.
And that's it.
Happen in Germany, and Michelle Malkin is a clear symptom that we have reached that stage in this country.
No, Mike, you're absolutely right. In fact, you hit the nail directly on the head there. They have committed to this evil. They have endorsed it. They have underwritten it. They have supported it. They have vitriolically pushed it and preached it and pushed it on every front. And now it's coming out they tortured small children and raped them. Now it's coming out they were all innocent. Now it's coming out, and instead of hearing Alex Jones say, how dare you write this and say this, they have to scream bloody murder and say that I punched Michelle Malkin or said killer. They have to lie, because if they don't, they'll have to look themselves in the mirror. They want to forget about the dog and lying. They want to forget about making fun of Abu Ghraib. They want to forget about saying put all Muslims in camps. They want to move on, and we're not letting them move on, Mike. So they have to basically scream rape.
Yeah, they're basically our function. I see our function. We're holding all the dishonest people in government media to account for their dishonesties. We're exposing the lies, and we've already succeeded, because the average lifespan of a cover up now is clocked with an egg timer. Whereas back in the John F. Kennedy days, it was 33 years before the majority of Americans knew the truth there. And what we're really seeing, have you ever seen a small child with their fingers in their ears and their eyes shut tight, stamping their feet and saying, I don't see it and I don't hear it and you can't make me?
Well, that's actually what Malkin did.
That's what Michelle Malkin was doing.
She physically did that. She covered her ears and turned her head. She looked like a five-year-old.
Yeah, that's exactly the mentality that they're at right now. I had a run in here with a local affiliate from one of the networks, and I won't say who because I still actually work for them from time to time, and I was trying to give her one of the deception dollars, and she literally was saying, I can't look at it. I can't. You know, it was like this, you know, psychological barrier here. I can't look at this because, then my whole worldview will shatter, and, you know, I'll have to look at myself as being the prostitute that I am. And we've reached that stage. There's the denial is so strong, it is getting into violent reaction, violent rejection, violent refusal.
But don't they understand we're just going to be proven right over and over again? Our credibility is only going to rise as their implodes?
Well, they're probably still thinking that they can trick us and trap us into some embarrassing missteps, and they're trying real hard right now. They're feeding out a lot of stuff to try and embarrass the blogosphere and the alternative radio with. But, yeah, in the long run, you and I have got track records stretched back for years, decades. And, you know, yes, we make occasional missteps, and we will, you know, retract, and we'll say, okay, we goofed, we got fed some bad information. But overall, we're not supporting a war based on lies. We are opposed to going into more wars on lies. We're definitely opposed to a whole new Cold War because you and I are old enough to remember it's just a swindle. It's just wave Russians at the American taxpayer to get more money out of them.
Stay there. He's Mike Rivera.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down, shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, the global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea. And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
It's not America to write a book called The Case for Internment. There's also other idiotic camps that say I staged it all with Michelle Malkin. You have no discernment. You not look at that woman in torture. at being shown up for who she was. You know, I walk up to her and say, hey, you wrote a book saying put all Muslims in camps and other people as well. And she just said, get out of my face, I'm working. I said, no, I'm not leaving. So her thug came up, sort of bumping into me. So I pushed him off of me. But I still kept my distance from her. And then she would come over and get in my face if you watch the video. And I started really screaming at her. And then she started crumpling like a tin can, you know, down to nothing. But regardless, you're not going to write books about putting people in camps and torturing people and destroying the liberties and freedoms we have without being confronted, without being screamed at. And the fact that that so many people have been so domesticated that they're comfortable with torturing children. They're comfortable throwing dogs off cliffs. They're comfortable with destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But you don't talk back to somebody when they're talking to you. You don't raise your voice at somebody that says, end your country. Folks, we're never going to turn this country around if we don't get aggressive. If we continue to be gelded, to be neutered. Mike Rivera?
Absolutely. The one thing that we have to do is we have to realize it is our country. It doesn't belong to the corporations. It doesn't belong to the government. The government are our employees, and we have every right to stand up and say, you are lying to us. I will not believe you. I will not follow your directions and your orders because I do not trust you. And, you know, you need to get out there because when you speak out like that, you're going to give other people the courage to speak out, and that is how consensus is going to form.
Well, that's what they're scared of. That's what they're scared of. In fact, I've been meaning to make that point when I'm privately reflecting, and I always forget to make it on air. They're demonizing what I did and still coming after me everywhere because they're scared of you getting aggressive. They're scared of you calling them on the carpet and reading them the Riot Act. They're scared of you verbally indicting them for their crimes. They want to cow you. They're scared of the phenomenon of the citizen journalists going out and confronting their abusers. Mike Rivera?
Yeah, absolutely. The U.S. government has belatedly realized that they have lost the trust and support of the American people. And, you know, they're trying to crush down the blogosphere. They're trying to basically shout down the alternative media. They're pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into propaganda campaigns, online activism, and activists and shills and public relations operatives. And also I think that's a big reason for this sudden push to create a whole new Cold War with Russia is the planners in Washington realize the war on terror has fizzled as a means of scaring the American people into complicity.
By the way, guess who sponsors Michelle Malkin and her ring of websites? Her main sponsor is the Department of Homeland Security. Go ahead.
Well, that is hardly surprising. And you know, one of the things you have to watch out for when you're looking out at the blogosphere and alternative media, if you're seeing a group that seems to have a lot of money, be very careful about the agenda they're pushing because somebody has bought and paid for that. Now, getting back to this thing with Russia, because I know you wanted to talk about it, I see our government as desperate to get back to what they see as the glory days of the 1950s and 1960s when all they had to do was wave Russians at us and American taxpayers would salute smartly and
stay
shovel
there.
Money.
Stay there. Stay there, Mike. Go. Stay there, Mike Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com. We're going to come back, get into Russia, and then take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. And, yes, it's already being said that I am a Russian secret agent. I'm not going to plug these websites and news sites, but it's already being said because I'm against the sneak attack on Russia, and I'm sure they'll say it about Mike as well, that I am a Russian sleeper. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day.